Hello everyone, welcome and welcome back to the She's Fearless podcast. The goal of this podcast is to empower and to motivate women to walk out the call that God has for them and not to allow anyone or anything to stop them from doing and being who God had called them to do and be. I am your host, Erica, and I hope everyone is having a fabulous day. I'm having a wonderful day. I realized after it was over, and I think it was already uploaded, the last podcast of last year of 2021 was the last episode of season one. And I wasn't even thinking about the second season or the fact that it was the last episode of season one. And now last week's episode was the first episode of season two. And I still, it was just kind of like slipped my mind that I wanted to start a new season, a new episode. And so here we are in season two, episode one. And I feel like season one just kind of flew by. I didn't realize that it was a total. I have like a total of like 16 episodes, 15 or 16 episodes. And so I wanted the last episode of last year, 2021, to be the last of season one and to start fresh with season two. But on last Wednesday, I wasn't even thinking, and I didn't even mention it until like after everything was uploaded or was scheduled to upload. And I really didn't want to have to take it down and add this part to it. I was like, oh, I'll wait till next Wednesday to mention it. But this is season two of episode one of She's Fearless podcast. And like I said, like this last season two, I believe. I don't know. I'm tired, y'all. So please forgive me. I might have just said season one, but anyway, season two. This is the second episode of season two, and I pray and hope I can have many, many more. You know, when I feel like I said before, I feel like God is the one that laid it on my heart to start a podcast. Now, anybody who knows me, and I know you guys don't know me, but I am not an extrovert. I am an introvert. I am, you know, kind of like, I'm a homebody, and I like being at home. I enjoy being at home. And some people get their energy or their, excitement or whatever, thrill from being out, being around people. Me, I get my refreshment and from being at home, and I enjoy it. And so when I felt led that God was calling me to do this podcast, I'm like, I really am not a talker. I'm not like, I don't really know what I'm doing. You know, I just really was not comfortable with doing it. And, as you can tell, when the earlier episodes, you can tell that I was nervous and that I was stuttering. I was like, and I felt like nobody's going to be listening. But I knew that this is what God was calling me to do at this particular time. But I did it. I was obedient, and I feel as each episode comes, I feel more and more comfortable. And I pray and I hope that this podcast, She's Fearless Podcast, is a blessing. And I named it She's Fearless because if you go back to my intro, you will know that I have struggled with fear all my life. I have allowed different jobs to slip through my fingers because I was afraid that I wasn't able to handle that position, or I allow things to not happen or don't try things because of fear. And so that's how fear, She's Fearless, came about. It's because I really want to empower women to not allow fear or anything or anyone to stop them to do what God has placed inside of you. And so this is, and I don't know why I'm going through all of this, but maybe this is what I say is for somebody. Maybe somebody is listening and you're struggling with fear. You have allowed fear to stop you, to bind you. And I want to say that you are not alone. There are people who are struggle with fear on a daily basis. And so I just want to empower you and to encourage you to allow God to heal you and to deliver you from this fear. Yes, you're going to fear, but the thing is to do it regardless. And so anyway, that's my little spiel. But today, I wanted to talk to you guys about, the title is God, You Are Enough. And my question is, and I know I always say this all the time, how many times have you told God that He's enough? Or have you ever said that? Have you ever said, God, You are enough? I mean, I haven't. When you think about it, we have said you're enough to ourselves or and to others, because there are times we feel inadequate. Just like I was talking about me, I felt inadequate. That's why I allowed things to not happen or I backed away from things because I was fearful. I felt inadequate. I felt less than, not good enough. That's how we sometimes feel. That's what we say to others, you are enough. Or that's what we say to ourselves, that we are enough. So we remind ourselves and others, you are enough. But when we tell God He's enough, we're not saying it to build Him up like we do each other, like we do ourselves. Because saying it to build Him up, we're not doing that. Because it's not like He feels less than. It's not that God feels inadequate or that He doesn't feel like He's enough. Because God is enough. He is beyond, more than enough. God doesn't struggle with feeling inadequate like we do. God is everything we lack. Everything we need, that is God. God doesn't run to anybody when He is in lack. Why? Because He doesn't lack anything. God is perfect. There's nothing that is lacking in God. So telling God He's enough is saying to Him, God, I choose You above any and everything. No matter what's going on in my life, what I'm struggling with, I choose You. I'm not going to allow anything or anyone to come before You. In Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first His kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We spend so much time stressing and worrying about various things when the Bible clearly says, seek God first. He will take care of everything else. We have placed everything and everyone before God. We put our family, our work, our issues, our problems that we have, friendships, school, TV, social media. We have put all these things and more before God. We can spend hours upon hours scrolling through Instagram, watching videos on YouTube, or making TikTok videos. And we can do all those things, but we can either spend no time with God or just a hot second with God. And I'm not saying that you have to spend hours and hours and hours and hours reading your Bible and praying and, you know, I'm not saying all of that. But that hour that you spend scrolling through Instagram, the hour that you spend watching a video on YouTube, take 30 minutes out of that hour that you use for Instagram and spend it with God. We want God in our lives, but don't want to do what needs to be done to be close to Him. But when something happens, when something major or something bad happens, we run to Him. And we need to learn, don't just run to Him when something happens. Don't wait until something happens. Don't wait until you're having marital problems to go to God. Don't wait until somebody gets sick in your family to go to God. Don't wait until you're having financial problems to go to God. We need to be in God's face on a daily basis. I get it. We all have busy lives. But we need to make time for the things that pleases Him. We make time for everything else. But we need to make that time to spend time with God. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, Martha invites Jesus to her home. And I'm sure you guys have read this or heard about this story. But even though Martha invites Jesus to her home, but she spends all her time preparing things, and she neglects her time with Jesus. And then the thing is that Martha has the nerve to get upset with Mary, her sister, who Mary, she's not preparing anything. She's not doing the cleaning. She's not cooking. She's not making the table. She's, you know, she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Martha gets upset. And Jesus is like, no, it's like, I'm not going to take this time away from Mary. She's doing what is important. And sometimes some of us are like Mary, who make that time for God. And then there are others who we are like Martha, who gets preoccupied by life and other things and spend no time with God. And I don't think God is saying spend time with Him and forget about everything else. He's not saying neglect going to work and neglect, you know, taking care of your household and taking care of your kids and cooking and be there for your spouse and and be there for your family. You know, he's not saying to don't do that. But God knows there are things that needs to get done. All he wants is time with you, time with us, time to spend time with us, to speak to us, to refresh us, to encourage us, to reveal things to us, to even, you know, guide and direct us. We can be so busy and preoccupied with work, our kids, you know, school activities, taking care of our household, family issues, church work. Yes, even church work. We can be busy doing work at the church, being on the praise and worship team, or doing your small group, or, you know, cleaning the church, or cooking for a special dinner for the church. But we neglect our time with God, spending time with God. You know, even with me, I have to remind myself, yes, I need to do this podcast. Yes, I need to open up my Bible and ask God, what is it that you want to speak through me for the people who are listening to the She's Fearless podcast? Not only do I need to do that, but I also need to spend time, you know, reading my word and praying and seeking God's face, not just for you guys to give a word for you guys, but also for myself. If I am not refreshed through Christ, if I am not strengthened, if I can't hear from God, if I don't know direction on what he wants me to do for this podcast or what he wants me to say because I don't spend no time with him, like, I can't be a blessing to you guys. And so through our time with God, that's where we get our direction, we're strengthened, and we find that peace and comfort, and we are refreshed. We can tend to look to other and other things, other people, for happiness, for our joy, for our fulfillment, for peace. But all of that we try to find from other people and other things don't last. It's temporal. Only what we get from God can last. Nothing that the world gives us can even compare to what God can give us. Being with God, you lack nothing. And if you ever do feel like you're lacking, it's not because of God. It's because we have pulled away from him. We have put other things in front of him, before him, in the place of him. I remember one time I was really, really thirsty, and I needed something to quench my thirst. And so I started drinking some tea. I started drinking like Kool-Aid. I started drinking like juice. And nothing I tried, nothing I drank, took the thirst away. Nothing. Nothing worked. But it wasn't until I drank water that my thirst was quenched. That was exactly what I needed for my dry and parched mouth. And you're asking me, Erica, what in the world are you, why are you telling us about you being thirsty? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Well, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. But what I'm saying is that we've tried other things. We've gone to other people. We think that, oh, if I live in this right neighborhood, then, like, I can be satisfied. I can be fulfilled. If I'm making this amount of money or have this type of job, I can be filled. If only I was married and had a wonderful husband and have 2 kids and a dog, then I can be happy. And it's wonderful that you want a better job. It's wonderful that you want to live in a better neighborhood, or that you want to get married and share your life with somebody that you can love and someone that can love you back. But the only one who can do that, who can make us feel fulfilled, who can bring that joy, that lasting joy, that happiness, is Christ. Just like the woman at the well who had been married 5 times, and now she's with another man. And, you know, when I think about that, I think about she was searching for something that she couldn't get from anyone else. That's why she was going from man to man to man. Like, whatever she was lacking, she thought, well, this man would have it, but he didn't. And then she went on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And we can be just like this woman at the well. We get into this relationship and that relationship, and we try this, and we try that, and we never feel fulfilled. We never feel happy. We never feel we may be happy, but it doesn't last. We feel like, man, I have no peace. But you're going to the wrong thing. You're going to the wrong people for that. We need to turn our attention to God. What she needed, the woman at the well, what she needed and thirsted for, only Jesus, only God could have given it to her. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. The water at the well, she was going to get that water, but she was going to the wrong thing. She needed the water of Christ, of God. But he says, whoever drinks the water he gives will never thirst again. That living water. Jesus can satisfy our hunger and thirsty souls. We need to turn to him. We need to put him first. We need to tell God, you are enough. God, you are the head of my life. You are the center of my life. We've allowed other things. We have allowed our problems, our issues, work life, children, home life, our, you know, social media, TV, to come before God. And when we don't make time for God, we're saying, God, those other things are more important than you. And it's okay to have friends that we can turn to talk to, but we need to talk to God. We need to spend our time with God. And because we need that refreshment, we need to grow, we need strengthen. If you have walked away or neglect your time with God, just like in Revelations 2:4, it says, you need to go back to your first love, which is Jesus. We need to say to God, you're enough. We need to turn back to our first love. Everything else is temporal. God is everlasting. He never changes. He will never become extinct. He will never fade away. He's always consistent, always there. And Lord, I pray that everyone who is listening will turn back to their first love, which is you. I pray that they will thirst and long for you, just like David did in Psalms 63. Give them a desire to seek you, to seek your face, to put you first before anyone and anything else. I pray that they will find joy, peace, love, comfort, hope, and fulfillment in you, and that they will not allow the stresses of this world to separate them from you. My heart desire, Lord, is that they will come to realize that you are enough. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray that you will be blessed, and I pray that you will tell God you are enough. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and I will see you next. Will not see you. Tune in next week, okay? God bless. Peace.